Yorkton. In recent years, the city of Yorkton has marked the contributions of certain individuals and organizations with what are essentially municipal awards of merit. It has been a well-received program because it does something which is frankly a good thing, giving people who contribute a little extra effort to making the community better a very public pat on the back. It is never a bad thing with the community to say thanks. People don't get up off their couches to go out and volunteer to do things for the possibility of a frameable certificate one day, but it never hurts when a little recognition comes either. This year, council has chosen to go in a slightly different direction, opting to shelf the city's own civic recognition awards in favor of participating in the Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medal Program, Saskatchewan. The decision was unanimously supported by Yorkton Council at a recent regular Monday meeting. The new awards are part of an effort to mark Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II's 70th anniversary since ascension to the throne in 1952, explained Jessica Matsala, city clerk with the city at the meeting, adding, she is the first British monarch to celebrate this honor. To mark this historic milestone, a series of initiatives are taking place throughout Canada to honor the Queen's service and dedication to the country. One of the initiatives to recognize and celebrate the Queen's Platinum Jubilee is the Jubilee Medal, Saskatchewan, program. A total of 7,000 medals will be awarded at ceremonies held throughout the province during the Platinum Jubilee year. The medal program will be the focus of the Government of Saskatchewan's Jubilee Year commemorations. In June, the mayor's office was contacted by the Province of Saskatchewan Protocol Officer with Intergovernmental Affairs regarding participation in the program, noting that the City of Yorkton would have up to 15 medals to distribute, which is what will now happen. The process will mimic the CRA process, whereby the public submits nominees, with the deadline for nominations the same as is for the CRA awards, October 31, with the awards to occur late in 2022. Now it's up to the community to nominate. Of course, a number have been honored by the municipal awards in recent years, but that doesn't preclude being nominated for this special medal, with the committee ultimately picking the recipients. But, there are certainly many who could be nominated for contributions to the community. For example, how important have been the effort of lifelong nurses and teachers? Should they be considered? A nomination would leave that decision to the committee. And there are sport coaches, dance instructions, community group volunteers and so many others that the committee should need many pots of coffee and long hours of deliberation in selecting only 15 to receive a once-in-a-lifetime medal. It is now up to the community to make the committee work hard.